Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Sullivan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Charlie Sullivan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell has Gehringer trapped. There's the throw to Miller and over to Rule, who tags Gehringer for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up towards first. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Owen reaches second base with a double. Koenig moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is hit by the pitch. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Koenig scores. Owen moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Owen scores. Hayworth moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hayworth scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ed Morris now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it, tags Stone out, and throws to home to double up Johnson, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. There goes Sweeney trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Owen moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Rule and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Rule reaches second base with a double. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler strikes out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rule scores. Morris moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Morris moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus bunts towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Ruhle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruhle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alexander. Ruhle reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Ed Morris. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Rhine reaches third base with a triple. Rule scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Reeves now playing second base. Ed Durham now pitching. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive to right field. Johnson throws towards Koenig. Koenig fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Koenig. Webb moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rule hits a pop-up towards first. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Ed Durham. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards first. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Bobby Reeves. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.